Thousands of foreign nationals are trying to get out of Japan and away from its rising chaos and nuclear threat. And help is available. Private companies with experience in such situations. Daniel Richards is CEO of Global Rescue, based in Boston, Massachusetts.
We obviously do know that the country of Japan for a long time has suffered from earthquake and tsunami threats, and that these events do sometimes occur. So as a company that has clients who rely on us for these types of crisis response services in this region, we have been preparing for these kinds of events in this region due to the frequency with which they occur.
Global Rescue has been involved in a number of large-scale evacuations, most recently in Libya. The company currently has three clients in Japan, but unless the radiation threat from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant gets considerably worse, Richards feels Japan is well prepared.
The Japanese government was probably more prepared for this type of event than any government in virtually any other country in the world.
But even Japan is having difficulty coping in the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami that swept its northeastern regions a week ago. Food and fuel are in short supply, and there are growing fears of radioactive fallout from the overheating nuclear reactors. Northcott Global Solutions in Britain also is monitoring the situation. It specializes in evacuations from remote or challenging areas and employs former British soldiers to carry out operations. Northcott CEO Ted Jones has advised the British government on evacuations and crisis management in Tunisia, Libya, Yemen, and now Japan. Jones says he has spoken to British officials about land, sea, and air evacuation options, but so far, Northcott is not involved on the ground in Japan.
The infrastructure of the country within Japan, as hideous as that situation is still up and running. You can, for instance, still fly out of Tokyo and various other airports.
So for now, these companies remain on standby, waiting to see if the Japanese government can bring the nuclear problem under control while keeping roads and airports open. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.